Would you say what your name is, just so we have it on the tape?
Mary Ella Russell.
Okay. Is that loud enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. Okay, Ella, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to ask you to say Chickasaw words, and almost all of them are words that we went over last week. What I'll do is I'll say the English word, and then if you could say the Chickasaw word two times, and if you don't remember to say it the second time, I will prompt you.
Okay.
And if you can't remember the Chickasaw word, then I'll just tell you what I think it should be, and you can say it your way. So,
okay.
You know, however you say it. Could you start out saying the word for deer?
Ishi. Ishi.
Okay. Come through okay? Deer? All right. Remember we talked about that little doodle bug, or I think you said maybe you'd call it a tumble bug?
Yes.
Lolo?
Lolo.
Say that word lolo again.
Lolo.
Okay. And if the three of them, you know, they're from California, so they come out here and they see this lolo and it's so neat, they get one as a pet. So I'm telling them, oh, I saw your lolo, talking to all of them. Can I say hachi lolo?
Hachi lolo.
One more time.
Hachi lolo.
Sort of like a bee.
Hatimimi.
Remember that one?
No. Bee, we call it fohi.
Yeah, I know you call it fohi.
Mm-hmm.
This one is not a bee. It's just some bug. She said it's brown and it makes a buzzing noise, sort of like a bee or a bumblebee. Hatimimi. I don't remember whether last week you said you knew that word.
No, I don't believe I do. Itti.
One more time?
Itti.
Okay, and how about post oak?
Shisha.
Okay. One more time?
Shisha.
And mulberry?
Mulberry.
Behi.
Behi.
One more time?
Behi.
And one more time?
Behi. Yeah, Kushumba.
One more time?
Kushumba.
And how about pine tree?
Tiak.
One more time?
Tiak.
And the word for road?
Hina.
Again?
Hina. Pichanha.
One more time?
Pichanha.
And how about the word for pillow?
Ospishi.
Can you say it again?
Ospishi.
Okay. And how about the word for foot?
Iyi.
Again?
Iyi.
And the word for mouth?
Pinti. Oh, mouth, itty, itty.
Okay. And the word for lips?
Itelbit.
Okay. And the word for nose?
Ibichula.
One more time?
Ibichula.
And how about the word for when somebody's got a cold?
Ibishano.
Ibishano. And how do you say tail, like an animal's tail?
Hasimbish.
One more time?
Hasimbish.
And can you say the word for yes, like when somebody is talking and you say yes to them?
Homi.
How about e?
Yeah, you could say that too, e.
Can you say it again?
E.
Okay. And the word for two, number two?
Tuglo. to grow.
And how about, how do you say it's raining?
Umba.
Again?
Umba.
And if I want to say he's eating?
Impa.
Again?
Impa.
And he buys it?
Chumpa. Chumpa.
And how would you say he's sick?
Binili.
No, he's sick.
Like, oh, he's sick.
He ate something. Disagreed with him. He's sick.
Abeka.
One more time.
Abeka.
Okay, and how would you say about yourself, I'm sick?
Asabika. Asabika.
And how about, I made him sick. Maybe I fed him some bad food.
Anakuta bika chilit.
One more time.
Anakuta bika chilit.
Could you say that without saying anakot at the beginning, just abika chilit?
Mm-hmm. Abika chilit.
Okay. And how about I made you sick if I was saying that to you?
Anakuta chibikashlit.
And how would I say to you, Ella, you made me sick?
Ella, snako sabi kachitu.
One more time.
Ella, snako sabi kachitu.
Okay. And how would you say about somebody, he got sick for her, or he got sick over her?
Imambikatik.
Okay.
Imambikatik.
Okay. What's the word for when you say somebody went blind?
Shambatik.
Okay. One more time.
Shambatik.
Do you know a kind of lizard called Columbo?
Let's see. Yeah, I think it's lizard. No lizards, Kananuk.
Yeah, this is a specific type. I wish Catherine was in here. She's out gabbing with Jane outside. There's a kind of lizard, and I would be interested to hear you say the name if you could. Something like Halambo. Do you know that word?
Yeah, Halambo.
Would you say it again?
Halambo.